Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that might hurt some feelings. I want to talk about something that will hurt some feelings. All right. I want to talk about why is the world becoming so sensitive. All right. Let me light my thing. No blunts today, baby. I don't feel like going to the store. It's raining out. And my woman has the car. And the store is not far at all. It's right across the street. But I'm not walking. And I am an avid stoner. So in gars, papers are not around. I break out trusty old glass Joe. You know what I'm saying? All right. So let's get to it, stoners. Let's talk about how the world today is becoming so sensitive. I seen a story today. It made me laugh. It made me chuckle a little bit. PETA wants us to stop using what they call anti-animal phrasing. In other words, I'll give you an example. Hey, I'm bringing home the bacon is offensive to pigs. Stop beating a dead horse is offensive to horses. And they're actually going towards it. You know how like it's taboo and you can lose everything for saying the N-word, or it's taboo and you can lose everything for saying the F-word, F being the word that rhymes with maggot. Yeah, man. PETA, the animal rights activist group. Okay, stoners. We're gonna unpack this. We're gonna unpack this and we're going to just talk about a lot of other things that have been going on in the world today. Just oversensitivity. You know, it's kind of like a person that got beat up. And now every time somebody just brushes against them, they're just shell shocked. And that's how, you know, I ain't gonna say the world. I'm gonna just say America, because I don't think this is going on everywhere except here, to be honest with you. Oversensitivity about things. I remember when you can make a joke and not have to explain it the next morning on your social media and or any media site you would go to. But now, stoners, it's one of those situations where you have to watch what you say at any given time. At any given time, somebody could like take your words and misconstrue them in any way that they feel possible, not possible, that any way that they seem fit, they can misconstrue your words. Okay? And it's a shame how today the world is acting. You can't say or do shit. Hell, in today's world would never let Malcolm X, I'm sorry, they would never let Malcolm Little become Malcolm X. Because in today's world, when we see a person evolving and changing from the person they used to be, we don't believe them. So we dig up the past. Oh yeah, now he's with women's rights, but before he was beating a woman. Well, that man has evolved and now he realizes the error in his ways. How do you expect people to accept transgender people when you can't accept the person that also can change and evolve? It's hit and miss with the Me Too movement. It's hit and miss with all of these sensitive people coming up, and because one thing aggravates them or is an inconvenience, they want to aggravate and inconvenience everyone else. when I heard this story about Peter talking about anti-animal slurs, I'm like, okay. It's so hard to wrap my mind around. It's so hard to wrap my mind around that. You know? Because it's like, Peter's been around for a while, and I'm more than sure plenty of the members and probably the chairwoman or chairman, I don't really know who's running that organization, but I'm more than sure they have said a phrase or two regarding towards an animal. Cat got your tongue? Oh, cat's out the bag now. Who's putting cats in bags? Why does that cat got your tongue? You know? Nah, I really fucked the pooch on this one. And that's a white one. I've only heard like white people use that one. Ah, you really fucked the pooch on this one. You know, it's like you look for anything to get you publicity. Now, I think the old phrase, you know, any publicity is good publicity. I think now companies are now using that to their advantage. They don't mind looking stupid as long as the eyes are on them. It's kind of like Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'll do all these crazy antics. Soon as the eyes are on me, I'll give you something worth looking at. Because PETA is a great organization. They do. I'm childish. They do a lot of great things for animals. They save a lot. They do great work. I think PETA is one of those organizations that's needed and that should always be around. You know, but this one, oh my God, what are you doing, PETA? PETA Malak, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Hunger Games. Anyways. Nowadays, we got comedians, you know. They're laying up there and they're telling jokes. And then the next thing you know, one heckler gets their video on YouTube, gets enough views. And next thing you know, it's being talked about on all main platforms. And now that comedian has to either apologize or explain a joke just to keep their career because of oversensitive people. I used to watch the raunchiest and not family friendly comedians, you know, the Daniel Toshes, you know what I'm saying, George Carlin, you know, people like that. That's who I watch. People you'd be like, oh, no, he didn't just say that. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy the Kevin Harts, you know, but I like that, the raunchy stuff, because think about it, stoners. When you around your friends, your true friends, right? And y'all having conversations. I have white buddies. I have a white friend. I'll use me an example, right? I have a white friend. I'm sorry. Because I hate when people do that myself. I have a white friend, right? His name is not important. I'll tell you his first name. His name is Chris. I ain't gonna tell you his last name. Covered in tattoos. When you first meet him and see him, you will think he is the worst and most racist person in the world. But I am here to tell you that he's not. I know this man's heart. He has given me a place to stay when I had nowhere to go. He has given me money when no one else would. He has been my friend when everyone has turned their back on me. Right? Yes, he has certain views that some people may deem on the racist side, but like I said, I know this man's heart, so I know exactly where he's coming from. Okay? This guy has the most inappropriate jokes. I'm not gonna say racist because it's inappropriate, because he'll have black jokes, he'll have Asian jokes, he'll have women jokes, he'll have white men jokes, he'll have specially challenged jokes, he'll have fat people jokes, and they'll be the most insensitive jokes in the world. But they be funny. Holy hell, I be cracking up. You know? He does things like that. I remember one time I went to his house and we was chilling, and You know, we was hanging out. We was I was smoking. He don't smoke. I was smoking. He was drinking. I was sipping a little bit. I'll socially drink with you. I'll socially drink with you. Okay. So I get a little high and I pass out. You know, this asshole. It's stupid. This asshole runs and gets, while I'm passed out, a Confederate flag. You can tell it was very cheap, very, and I can tell it was brand new because it still had the creases in it from when he unfolded it. So I don't think he already had it. Anyways, he went and got a Confederate flag, came back, put it on me, and took a picture. Now, when I woke up, he showed me the picture. I said, "You asshole." He said, "Gotcha." We laughed. And I don't know if he still got it or not. I don't know. We just left it where it was, whatever. I don't know. But anyways, we laughed, had breakfast, and been my friend, my good friend for 15 years now. Let me let you know why he is a good friend. Most people would have took that picture and posted it. Because not only do I want to laugh, I want the whole world to laugh. But because he's my friend, and because that joke is something he knows only I would get, he just took the picture to show me what he did. Ha 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 from him. Ha 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 from me. And I don't even know if he still got the picture or not. That's a friend. He, like I said, he has the most. We've pulled crazy pranks on people. I remember one time he was working at a sports bar, right? And I told him I was coming to pick him up because he needed a ride home. I said, "I got you. I'm on my way." He said, "Hey, do me a favor. It's just my boss and his wife sitting in the front. When you walk in, just walk in. I left the door unlocked. Just walk in and ask for a cup of water. I'm going to come from the back and I'm going to start screaming at you like, 'You black motherfucker, what are you doing here? You get out of here.' And you just walk away and be like, 'Man, this is messed up.' And we're going to see their reaction." I did it. It was hilarious, stoners. The way they acted, they got up. "Chris, are you serious? You do not do anything like this. You're fired. You get out of here." The man got up, grabbed him by his shirt. "You are fired. What are you doing?" The woman was like, "Oh my God, I am so sorry." And me and him are dying laughing. We're like, it's just a joke. We're just playing. Because he knew they were never like that. So let's press him a little bit. Because I know he's not like that, and I'm definitely like that. So racism is a joke to us because it makes no sense whatsoever. But nobody else would get that. In today's world, I bet hearing those stories, you probably was like, "Yo, that ain't funny. He played you. Are y'all playing yourselves?" Or whatever like that there, right? Wrong, stoners. Wrong. And that's exactly why we keep those stories and those things between us and whoever else is involved at the time, stoners. Because the world is so sensitive. If I give you a dollar and it's wrinkled, you'll be like, "Well, you know, you didn't have to give me a wrinkled dollar, but thank you." That's how sensitive the world is. Every little thing that bothers you, really bothers you, you know? It's like, People are so sensitive nowadays, they're trying to eradicate the bully. You're trying to eradicate the bully. In other words, saying, you know, obviously bullying is wrong. Nobody wants to be bullied, and nobody wants their child to be bullied either. I understand that with vigor. I understand that, stoners. But do you realize being bullied made you who you are, toughened you up for the real world? Because not every day somebody's going to be there to stop something from happening to you. You have to learn to deal with it on your own sometimes, because life is unfair. The world can be cruel and karma's a bitch. So with all that being said, you need to learn these lessons early. if somebody's pushing you around, you need to learn how to not let that happen, or it will happen to you your whole life. You have to get your heart broken to know what that feels like. So when it does happen in your adult life, the woman don't break up with you and you kill her and yourself, because you've never felt that type of pain. And as an adult, you don't know how to handle it. So you gotta love and re-love and re-love again until you get into your adult life. You have to feel that heartbreak. You have to get punched in your face every now and again. So when it actually happens, you know how to take it. You know how to roll with the punches. You need adversity in your life. You need trials and tribulations so you know what the good side is. You need rain to appreciate the sunshine. We cannot be so sensitive about everything that is going on in this world. Life is way too short. I was 15 years old not too long ago, living my best life. And I was going back and forth with you niggas. I ain't give a fuck. I was living my best life, feeling good. And now, you know, I love my life now. I'm good now. But, you know, I'm an older me. I'm doing things at an older pace. You dig what I'm trying to tell you, stoners? I was so free as a young child. All that's over now. I didn't have time to worry about this, that, and the third. As an adult, we are now putting so much stress on ourselves because we worry about everything. Of course, you want to blame social media, but you don't have to pick up your phone. You don't have to click that app. I apologize about that, stoners. That loud boom in the background. But like I'm saying, though, please understand, stoners, that being sensitive doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help anybody. You all need a little toughness. You need to toughen that skin up. Because thinking that the world will always be catered to you and your every whim is just not realistically thinking. It's not logical to think that because something aggravates you or inconveniences you, all you have to do is say, "Wah," and you'll get what you want. You're not a baby. You deal with it. You move on. If you don't like something, you don't deal with it. That is plain and simple. You're not the ruler. You're not a god. But at the same time, you do not have to be so sensitive, stoners. That is my whole point. No matter what we do in this world today, I mean, in 2018-19, no matter what we do in this world, it's scrutinized because of social media. I was watching old TV shows. Even TV shows have become way more sensitive. I remember back watching Friends, one of my top three shows of all time. It is number two on my list. Honestly, it might be number one, but Martin and Friends actually interchangeable, so I don't know. But anyways, Friends used to have so many sexual jokes in it. And I'm talking about blatant giving head jokes. Sucking toes while long stroking jokes. Huh? If you watch Friends, stoners, if any of my stoners out there watch Friends, you remember when Monica was teaching Chandler how to please a woman. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points he have to hit. And she was basically explaining it to him. You know, you got one. You got to do a 1, 2. A 1, 2. A 3, 4. A 1, 2, 3. A 1, 2, 3. 3, 4. 5, 6. A 1, 2, 3. 7, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Oh my God. Like I love Friends. Anyways, that type of jokes was on a family show, prime time. Can't have that anymore because the world is too darn sensitive. And the bad part about it is we're sensitive to things that don't even matter, stoners. Like, we hear people like the president say whatever he wants and we justify it and keep it pushing. That's what I've noticed. You know what? It literally just popped into my head, stoners. If we like the person saying what he or she is saying, we'll excuse anything they say. I think that is atrocious. I think that is nasty. I think we need to toughen up. I hope my son gets bullied. Ha. I hope all my kids get bullied. I don't wish them harm. I don't wish them any pain in life, but I need them to know what the world is before they venture off into it. I will prepare my children for the world. Somebody bullies you, let them know, chill out. I'm not for the games. I'm not with that. My next step is to let the teacher know. Anything after that, I will handle it on my own. That's what you tell the bully. So it's on him. Now, you keep messing with me, my next step is the teacher. I told you that. That's your second warning. There will be no third. That's how I teach my children. I want them to take that same mentality into the world. You will never let nobody run over you and look for somebody to help you. It's easier to have somebody clean up the mess you made and apologize for it than them help you build whatever you was trying to build. In other words, stoners, if you don't get what I'm trying to say with that, I'm trying to say this. Go to the world and let them know this is what I want and I'm going to get it. And if I don't get it, these are the consequences. So it's up to the world to bend to your will. You don't bend to it. You want something? Go out there and get it. Don't worry about what people are saying about you, what they're thinking about you. You make them say something different. You make them think something different. Don't cry about it. Listen, stoners, I just think we need to toughen up and stop being so sensitive and letting everything get to us. We let small inconveniences take over our lives. And that should not be. Get off of social media. Because if you see one thing too many times, yes, you too will think it's very important. If you see a tree every day for the rest of... If you see a tree every day as you walk to school in high school for 4 years, every day you see that tree will become important to you. It will be significant. It will mean something to somebody else who never seen it. It's a goddamn tree. Why are you tripping over a tree? You made it important to you. You made it about something. You gave it significance. You gave it a platform. You gave it a voice. This is all you're doing. This tree is just a tree. So with that being said, stoners, please, when things are trees, just let them be trees. Don't make them more important than what they really are. Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. Also, follow me on Twitch. That's Mr. Super Duper BC. Also, MRSUPADUPABC. Also, go on YouTube. I also stream on YouTube also and do slight videos every now and again. That's Stoner Talk on YouTube also, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Also a slight a slight announcement, please, everybody. If you're new listening to the podcast and you want to do this podcast thing, please go to anchor.fm.start or go to your Google Play Store and download the app, the Anchor app, and start your podcast today. You know, people underestimate how easy it is to do these podcasts on this engine, and it's very easy. They do the editing for you, the background music for you. All you have to do is put your lovely voice to your phone. Just pick up your phone, put it to your ear like you're making a phone call, and start talking. Y'all underestimate how good your microphone is in there, and then let you know, yes, that's exactly how Stoner Talk started, putting the phone to my ear. Now, I've been blessed enough to start getting paid for this, and I have a nice little setup. And you can be just like me. I hope you enjoy your day. Love life and love yourself. Stoners unite.